If at first you don't succeed, skydiving's probably not for you. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the perfect pour. Show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're going to hang out and have some fun next hour or two, drinking some good beers and talking about some beer culture, beers we had last week, beers we're looking out for, and our listeners are going to call us and check in, see what they're up to, maybe even give us a podcast to listen to.
Ooh.
Before the show, we do a little Brit of tailgating. No Brits, no little Brits. Sorry, but they aren't quite the same as they were before since we don't in studio anymore. Who knows? That'll happen again. But during my tailgate, I was having a beer donated by Chew Your Beer, the famous Chew Your Beer. An L.A. beer from a brewery. I'm not sure. Oh, Highland Park Brewery. I heard of it. It's called Hello L.A. West Coast IPA with Mosaic and Citra. And you cannot go wrong with Mosaic and Citra. At least, I mean, I guess you could. If it was me brewing it, I probably could go wrong with them.
Yeah.
But.
Put in a nice English ale with some Mosaic and Citra.
But they did right in here. This is a nice West Coast IPA. That's what I'm having at the moment.
Mikey, have you been doing beer so long you just assume you've heard of every brewery by now?
I've heard of it. Yeah. Heard of it.
That knee jerk reaction. Heard it.
Oh, I've heard that one.
What about Dale River Brewing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've had something from them.
Hey, Uber. Hey, Uber. What you guys got going on right now? Or you need to open anything up?
Last sip of my RPM IPA from Boneyard happening right now.
Mm. Somebody donated that Boneyard. We're not exactly sure. But
we're not sure. It's pretty sure it's Aunt Robin.
Right. Aunt and Robin.
I polished off Oktoberfest lager from Tioga Square. Oh,
tis the season.
Oktoberfest, they have begun. The Oktoberfesting has begun.
But I do have a new beer.
Oh.
New beer?
Are you wanting to do it? All of us? All right.
Oh, we're getting the signal. I got to put Instagram down.
One.
Wait, was that go on one or after one?
I love go.
Always the drummer's always off time.
Well, nobody went on one, so that's why I said go.
Is this in 4/4 or 3/4 or 2/4?
Ooh, Mikey went into a glass. I'm not going into a glass.
Oh, this is Pliny the Elder, Pliny for President. We finally got it. And all three of us have our own. Mm-hmm. Is Wazoo Corvette responsible for this?
Yep.
Mine's not packaged for resale.
Mine's not packaged for resale? Does that matter?
Am I having an illegal beer right now?
Red, white, and blue painted like a yard sign. And it's Pliny for President. Two-stage double dry hopped.
Yeah, I saw that this evening.
I don't know what they mean two stage, Matt.
Well, I mean, I guess somebody would consider it like a third hopping if it's done in two stages, but you know, I guess you could just call it whatever you want.
Ooh, this is pretty delicious.
It's like saying you started to make a sandwich but then you answered the front door, then you came back and finished making the sandwich. Some people would say you started that sandwich twice, and somebody would just say that you made that sandwich in two stages.
Oh. What do you think? What do you think, guys?
I had this when it first came out, and I'm having it right now, and I think it is still a very beautiful example of this beer, because this is from August 4th.
Of two staging?
It tastes hazy to me. Is it hazy?
I don't think so.
Hold it for the glass. Hold it, camera. Mikey, camera.
Hold it to the camera.
Sorry. The viewers can't see it, but we can.
All right.
It's got hop haze.
It looks unfiltered, but it doesn't look hazy.
All right, I'm okay with this then.
It'll still give you hop farts. Don't worry about it.
Ooh, yeah.
Take your Metamucil. Be all right.
Is that the trick?
Mm-hmm. This is a good beer.
Fiber. Give me that fiber.
I'm glad to have had this. Thank you, Wazoo Corvette. This is good beer.
Is this your first planning for president?
It is.
Wow.
I was thinking it wasn't going to happen.
I might know of one more can if you're really interested.
Not going to happen.
Uh-huh. I might know of one more can you're going to miss out on.
Is he going to have to give up the primo spot in Fig Garden for it?
No. I already had that yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's okay. If I'm not there, you can take it. So some random Yahoo doesn't take it.
If you were parked there, I'd just push your car into like the men's bathroom and just park right behind it. It's messed up.
Take that. Hey, can you guys help me get this Toyota and the...
I have a special parking spot in this shopping center that I blocked about. That's the reference.
Yeah. Go to the Fresnan.
Go search way deep in the Fresnan and you'll find what the hell that is. Culture. You think this is better than a Pliny?
Wow.
Yes.
No.
Whoa. The safe answer is no, but the answer right now for me is yes.
Okay, I'm going to go to the store and get a Pliny.
Yeah, go run and get a Pliny. Matt, do you have any culture?
Ooh, so on SD Beer News, they have a misleading title, but a very good story, but it's called Society's Struggling, but Society's Thriving. They talked about how they don't talk about how they parted ways with one owner, but they do talked about how they, in 2019, they got new fermenters, they got a canning line, they signed a distribution deal, and they were just kind of like, you know what, we want to get really into canning and making our beer available outside of the tap room or growlers or crowlers or, you know, the few kegs that roll down the street. And that really helped. They had a really successful February, then COVID hit, and they lost 92% of their volume because that's what was draft sales due to COVID. Yikes. But they said last year they packaged just over 4,000 barrels. This year they're set to sell over 7,000 just because of their canning. And they said because they were focusing so well on, like, they have screen printed cans, and those you have to buy by the truckload. And so they were just like, they already had screen printed cans, they already had the line, all that stuff. And so when they, in the flip of a light switch, had to, you know, make an online store and switch all those formats, they're ready to go. Where they noted that some other breweries have been in limbo just because they had, you know, oh, how do we can beer? How do we find cans? How do we, you know, that kind of stuff. And then
might start seeing some more society in stores.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they even said that you might even see some pupil on 19.2 ounce.
Oh.
Mm.
Tall
I'm
boys.
I'm listening. Say more things like that.
And they're also
boys.
Coming up.
More tall boys. That sounds.
Who will
that,
be the first
out of context, that sounds really weird. More tall boys.
And they kind of touched on.
Where's our shrink wrap 3-packs?
Yes.
Could happen.
Ooh.
We deserve this. We've been waiting for this moment.
And lastly, they kind of mentioned that there, which used to be called Dykellernin, which was a German term for barmaid.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Which is now being called Oktoberfest Lager, Fest beer. And they just kind of mentioned that the naming of beers could be changed up a little bit, modernized a little bit as they progress into a more modern company, in air quotes.
Modern.
So don't be surprised if you see like damn good IPA from Society. In the near future, just take it for what it is.
Canned roustabout.
They're gonna just finally give up on that style of naming. Just like, just fuck it.
That's a terrible name for a beer.
I could think of a couple breweries that
give up on naming,
strayed away from their original core, where they're like, we're out of things from history to name
modern
our beer.
Times. I remember Modern Times was religiously about naming fictional islands and fictional regions.
Utopias.
Yeah, utopias. But I don't know.
Now we got laser cats. Sure
laser cats. Now they're doing SNL sketches. Which is hey, that's a pretty good line of.
Don't say anymore.
Line of beers. Oh, okay. Preview. I feel like there's something coming up, looking out for.
We need to copyright all that shit.
Oh,
first.
Damn it. Well, we'll let a local brewer take it. If Pine and Palm or Zach's want to,
go down the road of SNL skit names.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? House of Pendragons does all the Star Wars and Game of Thrones referencing. Name so
there, yeah. Damn, if only we had time to do research, see if anybody has done SNL beer names. Sweaty Balls has to have been done by now.
Yeah, you would think so, but I can't remember seeing very many SNL beer names. Untapped Market guys,
Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
What do you think? Jim Carrey is gonna be the Joe Biden this season. SNL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they announced
it. He's the reoccurring role.
Yeah, I don't like SNL using outside or regular cast members as as characters like that.
Alec Baldwin kind of taste.
It was fun for a couple times, and after a while, you're like, guys, you really need to figure out a regular cast member needs to be able to do the president. You can't always be having a guest do it.
And you see what you're lacking in your cast. Can you
fix that? What about if they're doing a president scene where they just bring back old cast members as guests to do presidents?
Cool. That's rad. But as a regular, you've got whoever the current president is, you've got to have a regular cast member that does it. And it's been annoying that they haven't figured that out. And then now you get Joe Biden and they're going to do another person not doing being a regular cast member. And then Maya Rudolph does Kamala. And so there's another one. So it's like, come on. I don't like it.
Oh.
SNL tangent.
Tangent.
What else you got, Matt?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to find the SNL skit where they all the presidents ended up in one spot. It was kind of hilarious. Something that I'm pretty sure the brother's happy about.
Hey.
Firestone Walker has brought back Double Jack by popular demand.
That was their brown ale?
Double Jack is their 9% double IPA version of Union Jack.
Then yes, I'm excited about
that. It's
19.2?
This one's in a... They're showing 12-ounce cans.
Tall boys.
It is now available as a limited six-pack can released in all Firestone Walker markets.
Oh.
Wow.
That's us. We're Firestone Walker market.
Hey.
I know Firestone Walker kids. Isn't that aware, but we are.
But it was... famed as one of West Coast trailblazing Imperial IPAs, but was discontinued in 2016.
Dang. Now what? We've been doing it this long? I have not only had, but then forgotten about having Double Jack.
Yeah. So it's classic styling where there's a little green stripe on the top of the can and there's a hop cone on it. And it says Double Jack over it, double IPA, but I will definitely look out for... This article's only a couple days old, so 2 days old at, 4 days old because it's Friday.
Oh, yeah, Friday.
And,
wait, does that mean it's happy hour yet?
Yes.
Yeah. This is happy hour somewhere.
For people that start work at 5 a.m., if they listen to this on their lunch break, it's almost time to start drinking.
Lunch beers.
Hell yeah.
Lunch beers. Lunch beers.
Lunch beers. Lunch beers.
And then
you're working from home, that's not a problem at all.
Not a problem. Crack them tall boys.
Nope, this article wants me to pay for it, so I'm not going to talk about
it. Yes.
Cheap bastard.
Oh, yeah. Tried to scrounge some news from Brewbound.
How about supporting... Must have
subscription. Not doing those articles today.
How about supporting local media, man?
So,
nah. Yeah.
There you go.
That's
it. Yeah.
Yep. We're all drinking plenty. Take that, people.
Oh, are
take
we? That
from a can.
Is this my write-in vote?
You can write in plenty.
I did read. Oh no, I didn't read. In the CCBA presentation, I believe Russian River said that they were going to. Increase their cannage percentage.
Ooh. They're in on can. Vinny finally gave in.
You know this big brewery we have? Well, let's pay it off. So yeah,
let's make some money back. I do like that he hasn't done Pliny yet. Like I hope he doesn't. Not because we've debated that. I hope now that he's canning other beers, I hope he leaves Pliny alone. Just never cans it.
Not even for a 24-ounce Pliny that you could finally put in your hopsulator?
Sure, that would be wonderful, but I just, for the art of it, I don't want him putting it in a can. You can put Blind Pig in a can. Let's put Blind Pig in a can. Leave Pliny in the bottom.
Yeah. STS pills in a can seems like a missed opportunity.
Ooh, I'll agree with that. Nick, do you have
some things? Is it my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
All right. Are you or are you not excited about Yuengling's finally, maybe possibly, being in our market?
Nope.
No, don't care.
Don't care.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. So now Yuengling is, I guess, is not craft anymore. Miller or Molson Coors? Was it Miller Coors or Molson Coors?
Molson Coors
is Molson Coors. Doing a joint thing with Yuengling. Basically, it's they're 50-50, kind of like how Lagunitas did with Heineken at first. And they're like, oh no,
you think it's the first steps?
We're partners. I'm like, okay.
First steps to buy out.
And then, a few months later, like, Heineken.
This is mine.
Heineken's our daddy now. What? What's that, Lagunitas? Nothing.
Yeah.
Harlequins owns everything. What? Nothing. Look at our tap room. It's cool, huh? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, so they're going to remain independent.
That, they said they are? I don't think that's right. The big question is if the Brewers Association, what are they going to do? Are they going to kick them out?
Oh, I think these guys are way over the limit.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're over the 30% or 35%, whatever.
No, I thought isn't there a barrel production limit too?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure these guys are way above that.
But they've been managing to stay in there. Those, you know, how Boston Beer Co. and Yingling have been moving the bar up and Brewers Association.
They're just going to pay to have the bar risen for them.
I don't know. I think they got to boot them out of there.
Okay, so I looked it up.
Boot them out.
And it was Funny or Die. But they used...
Oh, okay, back to the SNL skit. Right. SNL.
That's on the more important things.
But it was obviously SNL cast members that did presidents or previous SNL cast members that did presidents. So there was Barack Obama, there was Bush Sr., Bush Jr., Clinton, Ford, Reagan, and Carter.
Nice.
So. And it was directed by Ron Howard, but it was Will Ferrell, Chevy Chase, Jim Carrey, Fred Armisen, Daryl Hammond, Dan Aykroyd, Maya Rudolph, and Dana Carvey. So go watch that.
Nice. I don't know if I've seen them.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go watch it right now. I'll see you guys
right now.
Later.
Okay.
We'll be pause. Back. Pause. You can edit this part out.
No thanks. I'm not creating more
do
work.
Do work? Mm-mm.
So, yeah. What, are you going to get it? Some Yingling?
Oh, I got to have one. Oh, what the
heck? I'm more of a hams person. Thank you.
I'm going to try it. So.
I was laughing at something. Matt came up. Something weird came up on Matt's screen. So.
Yeah.
This is a problem with the virtual.
He's interrupting
studio.
I sent a chat. It's a chat.
I don't know what chat is.
I don't know how to get back. Help me.
Somebody click the help X. Me.
Son.
Well,
where's the X?
I really don't see the X.
Usually an X is in the top right.
Good Lord. Did I just become the old guy that doesn't know how to technology?
I'm on the phone. I don't
see the technology. Or there's the toolbar that says chat. You can click the chat and it'll
hang up. Hang up the phone.
I'm not doing that, dude. I'm on the phone. Let me see if I do it this way. It will do it. Nope. Doesn't do it. Although now I can see you guys better.
Wants me to join the call. I'm already on. I'm scared.
Join the call.
Yeah, but now you're in portrait mode.
No, crap. I don't know what I'm doing. This is amazing. I've never felt older in my life than right now.
Oh, okay. This is great. Great audio for the listener. Like, whoa, I love it. I love listening to them discover Skype. Like, oh,
hey,
look,
Skype, recently
pull that grandpa out of his room.
Look at the Skype, honey. I can do a chat. It's what the kids call a chat.
Hey, what the hell are you doing in that rectangle?
You ever done a chat, honey? I'm chatty. Okay. I can't see the chat, by the way. Just so you guys
know. I made one it back somehow.
One cannot see it, and one can't see it.
One can't not see anything else but the chat.
Oh, now I've totally screwed myself up. Now I'm in the mode of I just see when whoever is the loudest comes on the screen.
Uh-oh.
Instead of seeing the both of you at the same time. Okay,
that's called speaker view.
Speaker view. Whee!
I saw a meme today that said, "When you fart in your office and your screen lights up on the Zoom." I about fell out of my chair.
Yes, Nick? You have something to say? Yeah. I think it's a great day for work.
There was just some choppy audio. Sorry.
Yeah.
Damn it. I've got low Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi's low.
That was a city bus that just went outside.
Yeah, yeah.
By a bus stop. Yeah.
Planes, man, all day long. It's nothing but planes.
Right by Sierra Sky Park. It's crazy. Yeah.
All right.
Local reference.
So unless you guys have seen this, no spoilers alert, because the name of this is in my cheers. But a blogger posted about a Trader Joe's beer that has caused the internet to lose their mind. Mm-hmm. Speculoos cookie butter beer.
Yeah, man.
Imperial golden ale with toasted coconut, vanilla beans, and other natural flavors.
The Kims of Bay's Brews was asking if anybody had tried that.
Yeah, she chimed in. She's not the original poster, though.
No. Who? Mikey Topor
found it.
I talked about this a couple months ago, but nobody remembers.
You did?
Yeah.
The cookie butter beer?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Nobody remembers, but I do.
I do not remember.
They're making it. I was saying it was going to be out in mid-September, and
look where we're at. Made with whole vanilla beans, milk sugar, toasted coconut. There you go. It's happening.
I haven't been to Trader Joe's since they moved to North.
It's River. It's Park. Only 9.5%. So even if you hate it, it'll get you drunk.
Only. At least it'll get you drunk. Do you actually use the cookie butter? Have you ever tried that?
No.
Trader Joe's cookie butter?
Is that the magic behind it?
Mm-hmm. It's like peanut butter, but it's cookie dough.
Oh, I see. Then maybe I will try this. Yeah. I like cookies. I think cookies are my favorite dessert.
Wow. Is that real? Are you being real?
I'm drawing a line right now. I think. Yeah.
Whoops.
Cake. Okay.
Didn't mean to do that. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Are you trying to get me stuck in a chat again?
You're in a chat.
Mikey's taking screenshots.
I didn't mean to. I don't know.
Wow. And then he sends it to us.
There you go, guys.
Not only does he take it, but then he sends it to us.
I didn't send it. Skype did that. Skype did that. Skype's a piece of shit.
Oh, I blame the Skype.
I thought you guys might like this.
Okay. I thought you might like this horrible picture of me.
Don't you want a picture of me?
All right. Don't put that out there, Matt. I'll never get chicks again.
Don't TikTok that later.
Look all at right. Mikey.
Mikey, I promise I'm not making fun of you.
Okay, sure.
But I want to know.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. What the hell? And Matt, you could chime in on this too. Maybe you know. What the hell is Slice Beer up to with this new Pizza Hut theme?
I like it.
It so much, you commented on your own comment.
Yep. Well, when nobody else wants to reply to my comments on Instagram, then I'm forced to do it. I'm like, damn, that's a good comment. I'm going to reply to it. Oh, wait. It was my comment.
Oh, wait. That was me.
That was me.
So they've taken on this
motif. I knew that guy was cool.
So if you're an 80s kid, you'll know the hat from the Pizza Hut. It's the red hat. They've adopted this on their all new logos, and they don't just go with Pizza Hut themes because they're also Papa Murphy's is also one of the beers.
they're blending Papa Murphy's and Pizza Hut into its own thing. Own beer vortex.
So Papa Murphy's is a triple hazy IPA.
Papa Murphy's. It's the best beer name in quite a while.
Yeah. So they nailed it.
I mean, after you drink a couple of those, it's probably what you would call it.
Ooh, oh, damn.
This pizza's not cooked. Yeah, you're supposed to take it and bake it at your house, dumbass.
This pizza's cold.
Tastes like shit. Yeah,
it's raw, too, bro. You should have baked it first.
Tastes like shit. Sir, did you put it in the oven? No, why would I do that?
What the hell you got to do that for?
30 seconds in the microwave. That's all you need.
Yeah. This ain't no Totino's pizza roll, sir. This is a take and bake.
Oh, you know there has to be a Yelp review of them saying like, it was cold. The pizza was cold. We ate it, but.
It's kind of squishy.
I had to put it in the microwave.
So the dough was soggy.
They always have interesting names, but they have had some gimmicky kind of retro
oh yeah, these were 80s likeness. Kids for sure. Not unlike us.
Russ is, I think he's in between us. I can say that.
Do you know the Slice Beer Company brewer?
So the one of the owners, Russ, he does Old Town Pizza in Auburn, just by Sacramento-ish. But yeah, he's also one of the Slice guys. So I've just known him from when he would come to the tap room. So
cool. Yeah, I'm one of the Slice guys.
Yeah. I will say, though, that every label they put out, it's not just some half-assed thing. It's like...
No, these are fantastic. These labels are amazing. The glasses mounting on, they're called Hazy Hops, right? Which is not totally Pizza Hut themed, but they get their tagline. No one out hazies the hops.
No, Pizza's a Hut.
No one out pizzas the Hut. So I just, oh man, I about fell over when I saw that. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if Mikey's seen this yet. Oh, not only has he seen it, but he's double commenting.
He's continuously commenting, starting his own comment thread with himself.
Yeah, Matt's right. Slice labels are pretty damn fantastic. They are the shit.
No, still one of my all-time favorites is the Urban Slice and looks like a slice soda can. Well, there you go.
There you go. There's my culture.
Ooh, that reminds me, I have a glass from Mikey that I forgot to give him.
I could use it.
It's a slice glass, too.
Oh!
Ooh.
I was told I could keep it or give it to you.
What? Oh, who told you this?
Wazoo.
Oh. Give it or give it to Mikey. You're like, let's see how
I did.
Let's see how we'll nice see how Mikey feel. Is to me this week.
So I did neither. I didn't give it to myself or to you. I actually don't even know where it is. I
threw it in the trash.
It could be in the fridge.
I gave it to a kid on the sidewalk. Said, "Here, take it, cause they're over."
Here you go, sport.
Glassware's over. Oh, that guy's drinking out of a slice glass. Slice glasses are over. Hey, friend, looks cold.
Yeah, pretty cold up there.
Pretty cold up there. Oh, we're good. All right. I don't have anything more interesting than that culture. You know what it's time for.
Culture.
Voicemails.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Tell me you're driving.
boat.
Somebody give Paul some coffee. He had a slow start.
Yeah, I'll play.
That's because he started on the one and not after the one.
I highly encourage you, the listener, to get on the show. We like it. We appreciate it. You know, we like to take a break. This is the time where we go to the bathroom. You know, the concert where there's a slow song. You're like, ah. So
you're asking us questions and we don't know what you said.
No, we're listening. Mostly. But we love you getting on the show and talking about what's going on. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. You can leave a 3-minute message on there and let us know what's up. Or you can just record it yourself on your smartphone or whatever recording things you got. Send it to us. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. And this is what our first voicemailer did. Oh, it's a podcast.
What a legend you be here with shout outs, homie. This week's shout out goes out to a movie, Holmes. Not only a movie, but a TV series out there. Check it out, Holmes. This week's shout out goes out to the one and only The Karate Kid 1, Karate Kid 2, Karate Kid 3. And hell yeah, the next Karate Kid, because it still had Mr. Miyagi. And of course, Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai now on Netflix, Holmes. This trilogy, this amazing show, had a huge, huge impact in my life growing up in Reseda. Because that's where I grew up, homie, in Reseda. So, no, I didn't do karate,
but I did
join Taekwondo. It didn't get me out of trouble. I still joined a gang, but I still did the right thing, homie. And growing up, I always used everything Mr. Miyagi taught. And I named my oldest son, my firstborn, Daniel Holmes. And I have a tattoo on my arm that has Daniel and the son. So I call him Daniel-san. So, just a quick shout out, homie, to Daniel LaRusso and Mr. Miyagi and Johnny Lawrence and the whole crew from Cobra Kai to The Karate Kid. If you're an 80s kid, you know what I'm talking about, man. This whole life of The Karate Kid has always implemented everything in my life, Holmes. I'm a little buzzed. I'm 3 beers in, 8%ers, homie, and I'm really enjoying myself, but like I said, if you grew up back in the 80s, 90s, homie, you know The Karate Kid. You know what I'm talking about, Holmes. I've been watching it on Netflix, and I'm freaking loving it. That's it.
So, Cobra Kai.
That's it, homie. All I got to know is, all you need to know is must learn balance, must focus.
Don't be a pussy.
Don't get scritched like a fucking grape, Holmes. Wow. This is True
Year
Beer.
I don't think that's what it says.
This is shout out.
It says in the show.
The Karate Kid. Cobra Kai, Holmes. I have to watch it, Holmes. That's all I got to say, Holmes. I'm bowing down to the respect of Mr. Miyagi, Mr. Pat Morita. This is True Your Beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, Holmes.
Shout out.
Thanks, you. I've been watching, producer Becky and I have been watching. I had not watched it yet. I must be like released on Netflix this week, because I know before it was on YouTube Red. And but I've been watching. I think I'm a few more episodes left of season 2. But yeah, if you're really, really, you know, like Chu said, kid of the 80s, that's a good show. It's fun. It's a fun watch. It's a little bit like, it's weird, like All the original actors from Karate Kid, like none of them know how to walk. I think it's because they're older or something. But all of them are like walk really weird, and you're just like, what? Like you guys forgot how to walk or something? But that Cobra Kai is a fun show to watch if you're into the Karate Kid at all. It's got lots of muscle cars, lots of rock.
Lots of rock. Got a sweet Firebird.
Yeah, man. Then he gets a Dodge Charger later on. So it's pretty badass. Thanks, Chew.
Badass.
I am concurring with Chew's recommendation of Cobra Kai. There's a little bit of cheese in there, a little bit bad acting, but otherwise. I like how they're able to use, they actually got use of the movies, so they'll flash back to the movies a lot, which is kind of interesting for a TV show to do, you know? You don't really see that too much.
What are the perfect pour, Drew? You be here, man. Nick and Mike, hopefully you're enjoying my beers. Quick thing, Matt, question for you, Nick, and Mikey. Maybe you can add your 2 cents. Here you go. There's a beer I just had called Three Flowers. Not Three Flowers. It's called Three Hops, a.k.a. Tres Lúpulos. Lúpulos is hops in Spanish. It looks like a Three Flowers bottle. If you were from the 80s, if you're a kid from the 80s, you know what Three Flowers is, homie. So this guy by the name of Beer Thug Life made this beer. And I think he owns Cervezas Mundial, which is, I think, his LLC, because when you go on the Instagram account, it's all about him. He's on that. So he made this beer. On the back of the label, it says brewed by Boomtown. So my question to you, Matt, is obviously Boomtown brewed this for him. Did he come up with the idea of the beer? Obviously, he probably did come up with the label and the brand, the label and the beer, and Boomtown made it for him and labeled it and canned it for him. And I think he distributed it. So does he pay Boomtown to do this, or does Boomtown make it and get a profit of the proceeds, or does he go half and half with Boomtown and they split the profits, or does Boomtown just go all in and just let him put his name on it and he doesn't make anything of it? I'm asking because this is something that I've always wanted to do since day one, homie, ever since Chocotazo. But Chocotazo, I took it on a different route because Chocotazo was a community beer, homie. So the only way that I can really let the community have that was letting Zach have it. But I do have other beers in my portfolio that I have a brewery that's local to me that's interested in making them. So before I sit down with them on the, well, before we sit down and talk about it, business wise, Matt, you are now my agent. You are my manager. So, yep. If you want it, you don't want it, too bad. You got it, homie. I just want your advice. I just want your information. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you do. I'm talking out of my ass now. Anyways, homie. So before I sit down with them, am I in any place to demand anything? Like, basically, do I sit down and say, I'll pay for everything, or let's split it half, or does the brewery just handle everything? Just slaps my name on it, and then that's all I get is just my name on the beer. Because I think the beers that I have in my portfolio are towards the Latino community. There's beers out there that Belching Beaver has made, and there's beers out there that other breweries have made that I think are too sweet, or they just miss the demographic of what it really is supposed to be. And my beers, I think, execute exactly what a beer should taste like, with hints of those flavors from my culture or my ethnicity, or that my people will actually enjoy, but also won't put off other people that try them and say they're too damn fucking sweet. So that is my niche, is brewing beers for my community that other people would really enjoy, but not make them overbearing. Like the Horchata Stout from Belching Beaver. It's okay. I think it's damn too sweet. My take on that is a whole different style, and it's not even Horchata based. It's based on Belching Beaver. You think you suck? Because that's where my parents are from. That's where my roots are from. And there's a lot of stuff that comes out of that area. So I'm blabbering now, but you get the idea, homie. How do I go? What happens? How does Beer Thug Life make these beers, have his name on the labels, but on the back it says brewed by Boomtown? That's it, homie. Hopefully you can answer that. Barbecue tip of the week. Don't let your shit burn. Indirect heat. one side you have your charcoal or your heat, and on the other side is no flames. You sear over the heat 2 to 4 minutes, flip it 2 to 4 minutes, then you move it onto the other side where there's no heat so you can finish it off. It's Chew's Barbecue Tip of the Week. I have to watch you. Peace out, Holmes.
Peace out, Chew. All right, we'll let you go a little long there. It's been a while since we had to regulate, so I'll let it go. But just so you know, it's supposed to stay under 3 minutes. But Matt, are you able to elaborate at all on when you have a guest brewer come in, like a non-brewer collabing with a brewery? What's the demographics there? What are you?
Regulators. Regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regulators! Mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E so I could get some phones rolling in my room.
We always gotta regulate.
Gotta regulate. It's like,
He asked like 5,000 questions. Unless we want this podcast to be 4 hours long, I'm going to try my best to sum up things. I think he is very right, and I'm going to try to approach this from the most neutral aspect as possible. But there are large communities of people, like craft beer, remind you, in some markets is only 1% of total beer sales. It could be maybe 10%, 15%. So we're just, you know, clear bottles that you can see through with blonde, you know, straw blonde liquid is the most popular thing that's sold. Dominates 80-90% of what moves through any sort of establishment. I do agree that, you know, it's exposure by friends and environments and trying new things that you get to try craft beer. You know, there's probably somebody that Mikey's influenced where they're like, no, I don't like craft beer. And you're like, well, what'd you try? And they're like, well, I don't know, it was something. And they're like, no, try this. And they try it, and they're like, dude, this is strong, but that's good. You know, that's my most common response that I get to myself is like, dude, these are strong. This craft beer is strong, but I like it. You know,
it's strong.
You know, they're just like, oh, I had two of your, even though they're like 5-6%, you know, nothing crazier than what they're normally having, but they're like, oh, I have two or three of those and I'm feeling good. They're like, normally I'd have to drink like a 12 pack or 6 pack or, you know, a 15 pack of whatever. And they're all, I'm just peeing the whole time. And I was like, yeah, that's when beer is made right. You feel a little different. So yes, he is very right where he possibly, you know, he's had enough craft beer experience. He could possibly say, hey, this would appeal more to, you know, craft beer drinkers. The brother and myself, we can appreciate a sweet stout every once in a while, but
nah.
You give us a straight up stout that doesn't have any adjuncts.
I'm old.
We'll go buy 6 packs of that all day. You know.
Don't forget to regulate.
But do you, when somebody's collabing?
Wait a second, this sounds different for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't. Is that the right song?
That's the right song.
No.
You tell me that's not the melody? Are you trying to tell me?
Forget. Never feel the same again. Regulate. Oh.
Would you Roger that?
Yacht Rock.
Or did you say that you're logging that?
Welcome to the Yacht Rock segment. Paul, wow. Paul, we're going to need a Yacht Rock bumper.
All of those apply. Yet Paul, you're still we're going to need somehow.
a yacht Rock bumper.
I like where you're going with the Kenny Rogers Roasters and the Kenny Loggins.
Hey, we used to have a Kenny Rogers Roasters.
This is Michael McDonald's.
God, Michael McDonald. What good has he ever done?
Oh, he did this good.
So clear. Yeah.
What? Every time you need.
In my defense, where they say people all look the same, yeah, he fits in that category.
People all look the same.
80s yacht rock feathered hair, got it.
Didn't he make Star Wars?
He does kind of have a George Lucas look to him. I look kind of like George Lucas. Thanks, Chew. But I think Chew also was like trying to figure out like when there's a collab beer that's okay. Not a brewer that, you know, somebody like us is like, yeah, we made a beer. We collabed on a beer. That he was kind of trying to figure out the rights of that. Like if he's making a beer and a brewery makes it for him, like he's got more control of that.
So
isn't there a service now that you could send your recipe to and they'll brew it for you?
Yeah, Mr.
Did
Beer.
I not see that article?
Mr. Beer Kit.
Mr. Beer Kit.
Hey, it's called a Mr. Beer Kit. You boil it on your stove.
Yeah. So that question has no exact answer. A brewery can do whatever they want.
Who the fuck they want? We're a brewery. Hey, kid, we're a brewery. We'll do what we want. Hey, mister, that was my beer I made. Yeah, what? Fuck you, kid. We're a brewery. We'll do what we want.
So that is the extreme, but that is not my point. They could have collaborated in a number of ways. He could have just had a mutual friend that was a brewer or a marketing person or a higher up, and they just said, hey, I want to come in. You know, it could be any level. I've seen collab brews where they, you know, they toss in a bucket of hops and they call it a collaboration. I've seen it where they throw back a recipe back and forth and, you know, they work on label art.
There, we collabed, okay? Now get out of here. Now beat it, podcasters.
Enough of your nonsense already.
So, but you know, a brew day is 8 hours long. There is, you know, liability insurance. There's a lot of things. So it's.
Whoops, I tripped back here. Ow!
So I'm going to keep the rest of this.
I told you not to let podcasters in here.
Ow! Is that called workers' comp IPA? Is that what you just made?
I slipped. It was wet back here. I slipped. Can we still collab?
No more collabing.
No collab. 1 year. You come back 1 year. No more collab.
I'll just direct message him in the answer.
Yeah, that's probably best. Just tweet it to him. This okay, is not, so this is not a good meeting for that.
I was trying to say, yes? This is where you be quiet.
Oh, damn it.
There is no exact formula of collaborations from a monetary standpoint. Yes, you could collaborate, or you could pay for the batch. You could help pay for that, whatever you might want to do with that. But it doesn't mean that there's like a tiered system of how much you're involved means how
much
you get.
Go get coffee for the brewers. That's collabing.
That's just an agreement between the brewery and yourself. There might be breweries that would just be honored to have your presence and not have you contribute financially, but you just are able to expose them to a different market.
Sit from afar and watch and like, yes, 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 more mashing, more mashing.
But the true things that are about collaborations is that geographically where it's brewed, it has to be represented in that way. So it could have said, you know, Bob's Brewing from North California, or it could have said Original Brewery's name from North California. The name of could change depending if you have
North California. That's a new brewery. I'm starting that.
North, but it's tied to the city. But it's more common that you see host breweries put their own name, you know, brewed and packaged by XYZ Your brewery, mom. Even though it is the Instagram person that is on the label. There's a really good example of when Knee Deep collaborated with Kern River, they did Deep River. Well, since they don't both have the same territory, since they both want to distribute the beer, they did a dual collab where one of them went to the one place and one of them went to the other place, and they both brewed the same beer and they both released the same beer, and you technically could get it in two different cans. I believe one was in a 12 ounce from Kern and one was in a 16 ounce from Knee Deep. Jeez. And you could get the two different beers and try them. But, and you could, you know, it was a cool aspect to do, and it was a little bit different because they're both different places geographically, but on, you know, even though they're both deep river, one would say, you know, brewed and packaged by Kern River, brewed and packaged by Knee Deep. So that was a real thing. And that's a beer you still find every once in a while.
The original ones. You can still find those, Bevmo. Wow. There you go, Chew. It's all your fault, Chew.
It's his fault you tangented Matt.
Yeah. It's your fault that I tangented Matt.
Perfect pour. This is Donnie, and we are drinking in the Northwest.
What's up, Donnie?
A couple of quick things. I feel sorry about the numbers being down a little bit, so I actually listened to the show twice. It is Friday. It just came out.
Yes. Take that.
With that.
Climbing the iTunes rankings.
Redo.
What?
Uh-oh, Donnie, we were probably supposed to edit that out. Donnie didn't like that take. He's doing take two. There's take two.
Perfect pour. It's Donnie. We are drinking in the Northwest. And why, when I try to call and leave a message, do people always call my phone? I don't get it. A few things. I'm listening to the show for the second time. It is Friday afternoon because we need to get your numbers up.
That's right, man. Pump them up.
And on the way home from the golf course.
No, I want legit.
Big thick fillets on the smoker, so I'm listening to it again. Couple things. Being the warm shelf tragedy, it hits home, close to home. As you know, I work for a distributor, and my distributorship is owned by
me.
But I'm a craft beer drinker. Don't hold it against me. Yes, warm beer, Budweiser, fine. Problem is, my grandfather retired from Hostess, and I ate Twinkies right off the oven, off the conveyor belt. Ooh. And they were good. Let me tell you that. Next, on your kegs at the bars, restaurants, if the salesmen are doing their job, then they should be trading out all old kegs. I know with our company, we went through and we had pallets upon pallets upon pallets upon pallets of kegs to be sent back to the breweries to be traded out at no cost to the consumer. So hopefully there won't be any old beer out there. And lastly,
that's good news.
I am drinking a E9 Pogo Stick Mosaic IPA.
Got it.
E9 stands for Engine House. They are some retired firemen out of Tacoma. Great beer.
Tacoma.
And I would love to be your guys' rep. I don't know what you'd call me. You got Matt in Tacoma. I'm not really Seattle. I guess north of Seattle. Snohomish.
I don't think we have
Joaquin County. Anyways.
Do you know Seattle well?
If you want to trade some beer, let me know. I'd be more than willing to send out some.
Is that a tagline?
Whoever, and get some in
return. Do you know Vancouver beer?
That's it, guys. Like I said, I listened to the show twice already today. I love you guys, man.
Keep now listen to it for a third time.
Bye.
Now go and start listening
for a third time.
Now get all your kids to listen too. Everybody.
North of Tacoma.
Tacoma.
Noto.
North of Tacoma.
Noto.
He's saying he's north of Seattle.
North of Seattle.
If Donnie, if you know BC beers, like Vancouver or whatever, let's hear about them. Huh? Be the Vancouver rep. How can you even get into Canada? I don't think right now they
let. Does he know Rad Mike? Rad Mike doing?
Rad Mike's way up there, and I think he's in the Edmonton or the Calgary's.
Oh boy! So we need in betweener.
Seattle's got a new NHL team. Think about that.
Oh, yeah?
The Krakens.
What are they called?
The Krakens.
I think you made that up.
Sounds like it, but no. It's real. I don't think we have a Seattle rep. How well do you know Seattle? I mean, Tacoma. Matt's got Tacoma, but Seattle. I heard Tacoma's having a historic bar close there. I'm surprised Matt's not calling in with the news, but maybe
you're surprised.
Week. Hey guys, it's Hoppy Libations, and I'm Hoppy. Really
Holy
happy to be calling you again. Unlike Lumber Jose, I have been watching. I've been keeping up with my episodes, and so I can use about 30 minutes to my new job, and so it's nice to be able to hop in the car on. And, oh, by the way, I'm driving.
Yay.
And I'm on the way to the brewery right now. I am still very much working at the brewery. My shift of actual bartending has been reduced so that I can focus on more of the background scene stuff, like making the menus and all of the, I do all the print stuff, all the menus, all of the slideshow, all of the social media, all of the food truck booking, stuff like that.
Wow.
So, with my main new job plus my brewery job, that lets me be a little bit more sane. So I'm working like 80 hours a week.
And oh, shit.
Just like Matt.
I just wanted to call and say hi, and then I miss you guys.
I'm working miss
on
you
an
too.
Article in honor of National Podcast Day through PorchDrinking.com that will be released on September 30th.
Oh.
And so I am soliciting the help of Perfect Four listeners.
Don't do that.
If you had to pick one beer to describe the Perfect Four, I'm hoping that some GDH General Sherman will be in there. I'm hoping that some Pliny will be in there. I'm hoping that some Narwhal will be in there. Guys,
if you had to
describe the Perfect Four and give one beer to the embodies the Perfect Four, I want you guys to tell me why, and if you'd rather call into the show or if you'd rather email me, go ahead and email me at hoppylibations@gmail.com, and I'll be putting all that shit together in an awesome article all about the Perfect Four in honor of today for PorchDrinking.com.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I'm still doing
I
all
like PorchDrinking.com.
And I love you guys. Mikey, Nick, Matt, I miss you, but I'm glad I get to tune into the Perfect Four. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I was waiting to see if there was going to be a a drop.
Fargo.
Fargo. Well, thanks, Hoppy. Now, there you go. We've got homework.
Wow. Will we be famous after
you got to figure out what beer represents the Perfect Pour.
Narwhal.
That's Narwhal. Tough. Oh, Narwhal. You want it to be Narwhal, huh?
Hell yeah.
I mean, boy.
She ain't wrong.
Well.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
That's tough. That's tough. I can't even. I'm going to have to really think on that. I'll be interested to hear what the listeners have to say about that.
Oh, of course you're letting them.
Hoppylibations@gmail.com. You might get yourself into a PorchDrinking.com article. Look at you.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I've got a little challenge for the Perfect Pour community.
Man.
Sober October.
Oh, man.
Hey, everyone.
Sobertober.
You want to do it?
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I'm definitely strongly considering it. I know Chew Your Beer did it. Was it last year, Chew, or was it the year before?
Seems like it was the year before.
A real big deal. Chew Your Beer doing a Sober October. I know it's ridiculous to propose Sober October to the community of craft
brewers, but
what the hell?
Hear me out.
It might be kind of fun if we all of us, every single one of us did it together.
That would
be like support network.
There was this craft beer podcast that
beer sales tank
didn't drink for a whole month.
Or actually how great it is or whatever. Anyway, let me know your thoughts. Maybe no one's into it. Maybe some of you are. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but could be fun. All right, guys, I think that's it. I'm going to wish you all the best and prompt you to keep up the good work. Cheers.
Wow.
Bye. Thanks, Paul. We've still got another shipment available for Paul. We got to figure out if he's going to be in town this week. We'll send him out a shipment of beer for his musical contributions that the Perfect Boy listeners have donated to. But So Paul's thinking about doing a Sobertober like Chew did. Yeah, it sounds like he's filling it out to see if he can get some people with him to do it.
Yeah.
And if he does, then he might do it. But so if Perfect Boy listeners are interested, if there's anyone interested in doing it, you know.
If we do it, would we still do the show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So sober pour.
That would be tough.
For the month of October. Four sobers.
Yeah. To Paul's point, it would be like if somehow we could magically have that much togetherness to be like, all right, guys, we're all going to not drink for a month. And just like a craft beer podcast doesn't, and their listeners don't drink for a whole month. Uh-huh. That's kind of interesting, but I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm just saying.
Are we doing NA beers or are we not doing anything at all?
Ooh, it would be it'd have to be NA beers. Had to all be right. A month of NA beers.
I'm kind of behind this. I'm thinking some placebo effect will happen. I think we could carry on with our shenanigans.
Yeah, I think we'd be pretty boring. We'd be a bit more professional, but I wouldn't talk over Matt as much. But
welcome
still would.
To NPR.
Hi. Do you like beer? Great. We're going to talk about it.
Here's a segment on hop farming.
Here's a segment on hop farming. Oh, God.
We do professional news for once.
Oh, my God. So
we went out live on location to talk to this farmer about how he uses spent grain for his cows.
We're going
to
interview a guy that grows hops. Oh, fuck. This is going to be interesting. Jeez. Well, I love all the hop growers out there. Thank you. I'm just saying. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone for calling to the show. Contributing, it's great. You guys are great. Thanks for that.
You're great.
Keep it up. Keep up the good work, and we'll keep playing them. Okay.
Looking out for beers.
By the way, did I hear a beer get opened here in the past few minutes? Didn't I feel like I heard a can opening? Either you two?
I think Matthew did.
Matt, did you open a beer?
Sure.
I love gold.
What do you got?
I'm
what do you
going
got?
To get another beer.
I opened the Art is Hard by North Park Brewing.
Ooh, Chew Your Beer donated beer.
Yep.
Now you're looking out for that, right?
I've had it before, and I'm happy to have it again.
North Park. Somehow, they're starting to eke into Fresno. I'm hoping to find it at the market at some point here, but... I haven't seen it yet. Matt, you looking out for anything?
It's hard to say. I haven't really been looking to see what's been coming out lately. So I've only been really paying attention to what the local shops have been posting.
Oktoberfest. Do you like Oktoberfest style beers?
Here and there. Generally, if you have one, you've kind of had them all.
if you make the odd thing is if you make them right, they all taste the same. Like, oh yes, they did make the Oktoberfest beer properly.
It's such a very narrow market. So
you guys, I saw a Tioga, not to wedge in a Tioga ad, but because I mean, Oktoberfest is just going to be kind of weird this year since we're not really supposed to be getting together. But I saw Tioga has like a pack. You can order like a package of some sort of Oktoberfest package.
Yeah. So every year we have a new mug. We have a new couple of beers that are released. And this year with the distancing that's been happening, we just kind of wanted to make it, you know, however you want to get a hold of the beer. If you would like it shipped to your house, delivered to your house, picked up on the curbside, picked up to go, those are all options. If you would still like to come down to the tap room, you can do that. Obviously, the current state of affairs is you have to purchase a meal, which we would hope anybody that would come out and drink would be eating food as well. So that worked out in that aspect. So it's multiple options, but yeah, we have a new stein, a new pin, and a new six pack, and you can pick that up. And then you could also hang out and eat some Oktoberfest food this weekend if you'd like as well.
All right. Still things happening. And still participating things. Nick?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Uh-huh. You're right.
Smoke, man. Smoke.
Yep. That fire smoke.
What segment are we in? Been caught?
Yeah. No, looking out for.
Looking out for.
Uh-huh. Do you have a new beer, by the way?
Yeah, I just opened my Oktoberfest lager from Tioga Sequoia.
Oh. Wait, are we supposed to do that in unison, Matt?
We were supposed to.
But you fucked it up.
Oh, I did?
Or did I mess up and not open mine? Is that what's happening? Should I go open mine? Matt, what are you drinking? You're
art,
drinking
Art is Hard. Yeah, you're from drinking North
Park. Art is Hard.
Yeah.
So it's Nick. Nick messed it up.
Nope.
Wait, no. Nobody messed it up. I can't blame this on anyone.
No, you should blame yourself because I wanted to open the same beer for all of us on the second one, but you were kept talking over me for choose answer. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go drink an Art is Hard. So,
oh man, great. Now wow. That's gonna sit with me the whole week. I'm gonna be like, God, I fucked that up. All right, I'm gonna go get the Oktoberfest and let Nick save some beers he's looking out for.
All right, I am looking out for a facelift pale ale from Tioga Sequoia Brewing, partially because of the name, partially because of the can art.
Good beer, but we're also doing Forest Love, which is...
Is that of the bear label?
Yes.
I like that label.
It is a pale ale with a different hop.
Ooh.
So you should
You're try both. You're saying I should look out for lots of pale ale from town.
Two pale ales in a...
Two pale ales.
In a very short amount of time from each other. So yeah,
I'm in. You son of a bitch, I'm in. Also looking out for Mikey to open his beer.
I love gold!
Get that glass.
Go ahead.
I'm listening. I'm enjoying the sound of you pouring your beer. I've seen it. I have not procured it yet, but Dankful IPA from Sierra Nevada is on the shelves. I am looking out for that. And my third looking out for / question mark is Is this a good idea? Urban Roots and Barry S.E. Brewing collaborate to make a classic English pale ale. At this time, what the heck are they thinking? A classic English pale ale in the middle of a pandemic? Is this a good idea? Are we ready to revisit the classical styles?
Barry S.E. must have really influenced them. Been like, come on, guys, you got to do this. They're like, oh, all right, we're kind of out of hops anyway.
Have we come full circle back? Everyone's going to go back to ESBs and Rausch beers.
Bitters.
Are we back here? Is it 2014 again?
Might as well. Everything comes back around.
I don't know. Maybe it'll work for them, but I don't know.
Maybe for them. Oh. Be something fun. There'll be a few people like it.
Yeah, it is Urban Roots.
It's a good palate cleanse.
Yeah. There you go. There's my looking out for us.
All right. I'm looking out for Duckfoot Brewing's Secret Spot Hazy IPA. I think it's a double. It's packed with Citra and Motika. And I've never had a Duckfoot, but damn it. I feel like it's going to be good. So San Diego's Duckfoot there in the Miramar area. Modern Times in Alvarado Street have collaborated on a beer called Stratos. It's a DIPA dry hop with Nelson, and it's got a cool can, man. So,
yeah.
Looking out for that, Alvarado Street Modern Times. It's no way it could be bad, right?
No way.
This week's Humble Sea, this is Foggin' Unreal. It's a DDH Foggy IPA, Simcoe, Eldorado, and Galaxy.
Eldorado.
And for you Oregon beer fans, Ex Novo Brewing Company, Unstuck in Time. It's just a really cool label. This is a total label buy, but I trust Ex Novo anyway. And then it has, the label's really cool. And then at the ends of the label, it has upside down writing. And I couldn't get all of what it's trying to say, but part of it, I did get a partial pull from the label, and it says, listen, Billy Cruel Pilgrim has come, and then I couldn't see any more in the writing. So I don't know who this Billy Pilgrim is, but I'm interested. Now I have to get the whole label attention to see what it says. And there you go. That's enough to look out for, right?
I like it.
Hanging out, doing a show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Hey, me too.
Oh. We should do a show.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. Time.
Should do a show called Double Dry Hopped. It's a new podcast. Mm.
Two-stage double dry.
Two-stage. Cut drinking! Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Did you check into something on Untappd this week?
You would know.
Do you remember? I didn't see either of you guys do anything on Untappd this week.
I'm looking at mine right now. I did nothing.
Way to go.
Well, yeah. You're welcome.
From Super Al Brewing, I had a Mr. J.
Super Al Brewing?
What?
That was donated.
That's not real.
That was donated from Wazoo.
Matt. That's really a name of a brewery, Super Al Brewing.
From Whole Foods, I picked up a 4-pack of Spaceways, so I enjoyed those. From Fort Point Brewing, I picked up a 6-pack of Citra Park. There was Hazelands, or Hazeland, not pluralized, from Slice Brewing Company. Also from Slice, they had After School Special. Had a Mega Mo from Slice Brewing Company. And then from Five Rights, I had, this was from Donnie, actually, the Mingler had one of those. And I have to...
Now you're going into the week before now, dude.
Yeah, the Mingler was the week before, so I'll cut off there.
Member.
Mother Earth has resurged back in town.
Her big Mother Earth surge. Have you noticed the Mother Earth surge in town? Yeah, I have noticed that. Well, it's good.
So I know I had one of theirs, one of those. I picked it up from Spokeasy. What was it called? I know I tagged the brother.
Nick, what were you tagging?
I tagged him in a Mother Earth Alone in Space hazy IPA. I had one of those. Port Brewing Soft Top was an IPA. And then Urban Roots, No Cuts, No Butts, No Coconuts. And then an Italian Pilsner from Modern Times. But yeah, there was a Mother Earth Stout that I tagged the brother in. So Mother Earth has been popping up back in town. But
come on, Nick, get those.
Get them. Yeah.
Probably the biggest thing that was interesting was... there used to be Rubicon, and they used to have a pale ale called Monkey Knife Fight. Bull Tower Brewing up in the Sacramento area has taken over said beer.
I thought that was because I saw that. Where did I see that? Was that you posting it or something? I was like, wait, that's not, wasn't that somebody else's beer?
When we receive beers, I usually send the podcast a group saying, hey, what would you like? And they usually pick out a few beers, and they didn't pick out this one.
Mm-hmm.
So then I drank said beer, and I posted about said beer, and people are like, oh, yeah, that's Rubicon. And it's like, yeah. It
not anymore, dude.
It was. It sure was.
Wake up. It's 2020. Everyone knows Mikey Nightfight is not. Yeah. Rubicon anymore.
That was a good beer, though. I remember that was like very early on in the Yard House days, like when Yard House opened up.
It was a staple.
That was a go-to beer there. Like you couldn't find anything else. You go like, all right, give me a Monkey Knife Fight. And the waiter would be like, whoa. Like, yeah. The name's funny, man. Just give me the beer.
I'll take it now.
All right, Beer to Brewer 87 on the tap. Drank more beer than he thought. Didn't need to untap. Can remember it all. The Nick 80. Yeah, sorry.
80% of those were untapped check-ins.
Ooh. So. Gotta get those badges. Oh, man. Matt loves badges. The Nick 80.
I did zero on tapping, so I feel like I had a light fighter from Zach's. I also feel like I had a juicing room from Zach's.
Juicing room.
And probably another beer in there.
It's probably another beer here or there.
Could be. Could have happened. We don't know. It's a mystery.
Well, I'm gonna. Your homework for this week is to get on Untappd and do things.
Get back on Untappd.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Get it together. If we don't see
it's
you,
not hard.
Check in the beer. Is it? Did you even drink it?
Wow.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. The old tree falls.
I had from Revision Brewing Company.
Oh, there's a throwback.
Alpha Point IPA. Got it at the market. It's all right. At McKellar, San Diego. McKellar. Staff Magician. I went into Whole Foods for the first time in 6 months.
Wow.
Believe that.
The first?
Yeah. It was busy. Like, it was way busy. I was uncomfortable how busy it was.
Ooh.
I did not like it.
You mean, wait. Was it just employees shopping for other people, or was it actual
Some of people? That was, but no, actual people. What was a trip is, like, it was as busy as it normally is. You know, if I remember going on a, whatever it was, a Saturday or whatever. It was,
yeah.
It was like as busy as it always is. And then they had like a shit ton of online orders. Like, they have a whole system set up now with Ooh. The bags and the delivery yeah. orders and stuff.
Okay.
And like, I was like, God, all these people are ordering deliveries and all these people are inside here. So what the hell's going on? Jeff Bezos is just making all the monies.
Dang.
From El Segundo Brewing, the 105. Cause come on.
105.
That's what the beer's called.
On the 105.
I'm on the 105 going north on the 105. And I got off on La Cienega. That was okay. It was all right.
Oh, I heard a Louis.
Yeah, Louis is here. He's I'm on a crackers and Louis not really understanding.
He's not that. Happy. Are you going to get mauled to get to death soon?
Maybe. From Modern Times Brewing Company, Elora. IPA is all right. I was unimpressed. Wasn't that excited about it. That's about enough for that. What I was drinking, Dorktown on Untap. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And Nick is Thetic 80. You want to friend us on Untap. And we got 2 more seconds. I'm enjoying this Tagaskoye Oktoberfest lager. Matt, I didn't think I would. It's not hoppy or anything. It's just, you know, it's just good.
It's been a while since we've made an amber lager, if you know what I mean.
Hmm. Well, I'm thinking about getting that package. Looks like it's fun. Everybody's doing it. Get in on the Oktoberfest. Better than pumpkin beers, huh? I'll tell you what, though. I got a Shipyard pumpkin beer for producer Becky's. Enjoys the pumpkin beers when they're fresh. And right now, if you're going to drink pumpkin beer, this is the time to do it because they're fresh. And that I had that Shipyard one. It's pretty good. I'm not a pumpkin beer aficionado at all, but the allspice was coming through just fine.
It's time for pumpkin beers? Is that what you said?
This is the time to drink them.
All right.
By the time Halloween rolls around, they're already like, you know, 2 months old.
Getting stale.
Yep. So right now you want to be drinking your pumpkin beers.
Perfect. Matt, so next week Matt is a pumpkin beer episode. Ever.
Yeah, Matt's got to drink all pumpkin beers for one episode. Do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Chew Your Beer. Thanks for sending us beer.
Yeah, you hooked us up.
I concur with this. Cheers.
Unanimous cheers.
I third it. I third this cheers nomination.
Oh. Wait, is that how that works?
That's how it works.
Okay.
You ever served on a board, Nick?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well,
got kicked out.
The board of Bon Jovi enthusiast board. Served on that
bon
board.
Bon Jovi Haters Association.
Ooh.
We couldn't figure out if we were halfway there.
Well, I'll be there for you, Nick.
Oh,
I'll be there for you, Matt. These five words I say to you.
Oh, my.
When you, either you, Nick, Matt, when you breathe, when you breathe, I want to be the air for you. I will die for you. That's it. I'm saying it right now.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, this is
stuff that comes out. I was trying to play into it, but I don't know enough. Yeah. I just don't know enough.
Be there for you. Now, there you go, listener. That's going to be in your head the rest of the week. Oh, come on. Spotify hasn't kicked us off yet.
Yeah, perfect. He's like, wait, Michael McDonald, we don't have him in our catalog. Thanks, guys.
If you guys, if you listen to us through Spotify and next week we're not there, this is why. You're like, this they played too much Michael McDonald. Spotify kicked them off. Like,
Warren G and Regulator.
Warren G. I mean, it was fine, Michael McDonald, but then you threw in the Warren G. Nope, we're out. You guys, nope, no more
Maybe
Spotify.
Maybe we confused it. Maybe we confused it enough they don't know what's going on.
Spotify's like, wait, is that something we should kick them off for? I don't know.
Yeah, but whose song is it? We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe which one do we kick them off for?
Maybe we should.
Maybe they can't decide which one we're getting
kicked
off for.
Maybe we should kick Warren G. Warren G should probably get kicked off Spotify altogether.
Wow.
That's right. Warren G steals my shit. Warren G owes his career to Michael McDonald.
He owes me lots of money.
Lots of
right
money
now.
He hasn't paid. Cheers to our golden gods of Perfect Board.
Oh, yes.
They donate money to us every month. It pays all our bills, and we're highly appreciated. So appreciative of them. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Golden Gods. You guys know you're cool. We know you're cool. And if you want to be a Golden God, patreon.com/perfectbore. Check it out. We got all the links in the show notes if you want to look at those. All the links you need, they're in there.
Wow.
Also, cheers to the Beer Pope, Javier Corroyo. Ants Girl 19, Florida Steve. Chew Your Beer. Hoptology SD, Binge Clark, Patrick Murray, The Fontana Gym, Chino Yacht Club, Soride Suds, Bubba Dog 1, 3B Zine from Beer Night in San Diego, and everybody that shares the show, subscribes to the show, talks about the show with their friends. This is what we need. You guys out there being cool and all and talking about the Perfect Pour. We appreciate it. On using your social media to promote us, that's pretty rad of you, and we appreciate it.
You're rad.
Yeah, you're rad, man. What you got? You guys got Matt, Nick, you got anything you want to say?
Cheers to name of the episode. We haven't done this in a while, mostly because I'm unimpressed with your naming skills lately. But cheers to Instagrammer, The Snacks of Life.
The Snacks of Life.
The snacks of life.
Do they do beer things?
You take the good, you take the bad.
Take them all.
Well,
there you have the snacks alive. There you have
the snacks alive.
Snacks alive.
They are the ones that set the fire on Instagram for the Trader Joe's beer.
Okay.
In the time that this podcast is recorded, a friend of mine that works at a Trader Joe's posted about how they're all, I saw a TikTok and now I had to go pick up this beer, and they have a cookie butter.
Oh,
sounds like terrible beer in their possession.
Yeah.
So a Trader Joe's worker discovered that Trader Joe's has a beer from TikTok.
That sounds about right.
They're like, wait, we have this beer?
Ask any artist when they create something. They're all, this could be a big deal. This could be a big flop. It's not until the general populace goes, this is Flipper a big flop. Deal. And you're like, oh,
this is a big deal. Okay, if you say so. You watch Flipper Flop? You want to watch Flipper Flop?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I own Flipper Flops. Where are you going?
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's a show.
All
right. It was great. Great time we've had. Hope you had a good time.
Sure.
I hope you enjoyed me talking over Matt for 2 hours. I hope you enjoyed us drinking beers. Hope you enjoyed Louis in the background looking for crackers. But be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
Oh.
Check dates.
Okay.
Wear your mask.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, God. I knew you'd shove your agenda.
The mask police over here. Your agenda. What's your propaganda this week, sir?
Podcast.